What up, Procast Nation? This Tony, a.k.a. Lonzo Harris Jr., putting cases on all y'all, a.k.a. the doc from drbracey.com. Spell that DocTorAbraceive.com. Don't show the doctor, spell it like that. Checking out the dopest podcast ever on the dopest site ever. Procast. NapAfro.com.
Yo, 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 what up? All the way live from the 919, it's Fonte, Fontigolo. Giving a shout out to my people at NappyAfro.com.
Yo, this is Papa Dash Soul, and you are now listening to my favorite show, The Focast. Keep up the excellent work, fellas. Take it away.
NappyAfro.com.
What up? You're now tuned in to the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast presented to you by NappyAfro.com. This your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lanes, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the Bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be. I'm now joined to my left by my noisy co-host, the lovely, the elegant, problematic, but she's still well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated, yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, and a.k.a. your grade is your motherfucking grade. I'm in the building.
What's going on, Queen Germ? Back in the building. How was your week?
Been pretty good so far.
Anything interesting happening?
Today is our son's birthday. Okay. Our sons.
I was about to say, it's verified. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, don't do that. Don't swab my kids.
Oh, I swabbed.
I ain't even gonna go there, but I'm not. Moving on. My day been pretty good till you said that dumb shit, but it's all right.
Yeah, man. Well, we back in here. Episode, 321?
Yeah, sound right.
Yeah, episode 321. And as always, you can find us on all your podcast readers. We would like for you to like, comment, subscribe on the post. Give us a good review on iTunes or have you listen to it. Give us a review, 5 stars, whatever. If you send us a review, we'll read it. Like somebody said that, let me read this one review we got in. I mean, it's the most recent one, so that's why I'm going to read it. I don't know which show they listen to. But I'm going to read this review for you. It says, I mean, it's not bad. I mean, you know, I was a little angry. They gave us 1 star. Which I was just like, wow, our first 1-star rating. And it says, which one's the latest one? It's from Palavana. And it says, a ton of potential. Too much crosstalk and production value needs a little money invested into it. But otherwise, I have no complaints. This should only improve. First of all, thank you for your comment, Palavana. So we're going to work on that stuff. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate it. We want comments. You know, my feelings not in it. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Crosstalk. I don't know what that is. He might have heard one of the episodes where there's a lot of people in here or something like that. So, you know, it is what it is. But look, if you leave us a review, we'll read it on air just like we did Palavano's. Or Palavana. Have you say his name. Cool name, bro. But, yeah, man. Let's go ahead and get into the show, man. We ain't got that much time tonight. We ain't going to keep you long tonight, like the pastor say. But we're going to start this show on a little somber note. We had a passing in hip-hop. We had a passing in hip-hop and Hollywood over the week. But the hip-hop passing was Mac Miller. He was 26 years old. You know, we don't want to speculate, but early indications is a drug overdose. And, you know, Mac Miller, you know, he battled with his demons, and it was no secret. He talked about it in his music, and everybody thought he had turned the corner and maybe had no fault and wonder with those demons, but apparently not, you know what I'm saying? And another youngster gone, you know, behind these drugs, man. And
He used to date Ariana Grande.
Yeah, him and Ariana Grande was in a relationship for about a year or two, I think. They had broke up. And people people how they start saying, maybe
you
blame it on her. Like, it's not her fault, man. You know, women can get you to do drugs, but, you know, who knows what kind of dark places people be in when they be on that, the heavy shit that can kill you. You know what I'm saying? So, I just wish people listen to J. Cole, man. J. Cole's trying to tell y'all, man, kids off drugs, man. Kill our demons, man. Like, just listen to J. Cole album, man. It'll get you through your tough times, man. Y'all keep listening to these damn rappers that tell y'all to be addicts and shit, but a rapper that's telling y'all not to be an addict is boring to y'all. But, you know, I digress. This ain't about J. Cole.
You kind of do that.
You know, this is about Mac Miller, man. You know, so, you know, all, you know, rest in peace to Mac Miller. Condolences go out to his family, his friends. You know, we kind of know Mac Miller because he always been on TV ever since he was, like, about 14. You know,
what?
He had a little show on MTV with him and his friends. You know, I can't remember the name of it, but then he was a little kid rapper. Like, he came out, he been out since he was about 14, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he been out for a while. And I didn't know that he was, like, a lot of people really fuck with Mac Miller. Like, legit fuck with him. Not that fake ass, you know, somebody died. Oh, that was my, you know, that, nah. A lot of people really fuck with him. And, I mean, we fuck with him on Nappy Afro. He got at least 5 pages of articles on Nappy Afro alone.
Mm.
You know, Mac Miller. Put Mac Miller in the search engine on fucking Nappy Afro, and you'll see so much shit. So, yeah, man. R.I.P. to Mac Miller, man. I had to review one of his albums, so I'm kind of familiar with some of his music. You know, I loved him on the song with him and J. Cole. I can't think of the name, but I think it's Snapback or some shit like that. But that shit hard. And, so, yeah, man. Rest in peace, Mac Miller, man, you know. Another passing we had in Hollywood, Burt Reynolds, man.
Yeah, he was a sexy white man.
Hey, see? Before I could get out of my mouth, Burt Reynolds used to be that dude, bro. Yeah. Like, he used to, he slayed you. He probably hit all your aunties and grandmas and all that.
All of them.
All that. Burt Reynolds probably knocked them all down. That's Smokey and the Bandit. Yeah,
no limits.
What else Burt Reynolds played? He played a lot of shit. He was in fucking The Longest Yard. You know what I'm saying? One of the realest movies ever. You know, use real prisoners in this movie. Like, real prisoners. Like, no bullshit. So, you RIP to Burt Reynolds, man. Sorry, you know, Florida State you went out on a loss. You know what I'm saying? But Burt Reynolds Hall will always be a legendary spot in Tallahassee, man. So, you know, so shout out to Burt Reynolds. RIP to one of the, you know, Hollywood GOATs. You know, through all his transformations. Burt Reynolds looked Chinese last time I seen him. I'm just being honest. Like, let's be honest. Like, he had a lot of facelifts. I'm not dissing the man.
You don't talk bad about the deceased.
I'm not talking bad about the deceased. I'm talking factual facts about the deceased. I didn't say anything about
off limits, but go ahead.
All right, so moving along before, you know, I talk bad about the deceased even more.
Yeah.
Crazy news of the week, man. It was a story in Dallas, Texas, about this police officer who apparently, after a long day at work, she come home.
Go in and fix it up for her now.
She goes home. She sticks her key in the door, and the door won't quite open. So, you know, somebody comes in, opens the door, and she's telling him to stop and do all this stuff. And the man don't understand what's going on, and she ends up shooting the man.
Not just shooting him. She kill him.
She shoots and kills the man in his own home because she apparently lives on the fourth floor. She lives on the third floor. He lives on the fourth floor, vice versa. She thought she was at her door, but she was at his door, and she thought somebody was in her house. So she...
Bullshit.
Yeah.
According to an arrest warrant, Geiger told investigators that she went to what she thought was her third floor apartment. Instead, she went to John's fourth floor apartment directly above hers. Geiger says her door was ajar and she saw a large silhouette inside. After giving verbal commands that were ignored, she fired her handgun twice, striking both of them once in the torso. It wasn't until Geiger turned on the lights and called 911 that she realized she was at the wrong apartment. Attorneys for John's family say 2 witnesses told them details that contradict Geiger's account.
They heard knocking down the hallway. followed by a woman's voice that they believe to be Officer Geiger saying, "Let me in, let me in."
The family's attorneys say one of the witnesses then heard gunshots followed by a man's voice.
What we believe to be the last words of both of them, Jean, which was, "Oh my God, why did you do that?"
Allison Jean wants to know what happened to her son.
So I don't know. I can understand you being on the wrong floor, but I can't understand you not knowing your motherfucking house. Like, if I put my key in my door and it don't lock, it don't unlock, either I got the wrong key or I'm at the wrong motherfucking door.
But my thing is, how do you proceed to come on up in there? Like, when you see him, you so stupid that you don't think that...
She had a long day at work. Long day at work.
I don't give a damn. Which, I don't have a long day.
You know what that means?
She was on some drugs.
That means she had a long day at work. She stopped at her favorite little watering hole, got her a couple drinks or two.
Mm-hmm. And now you fucked
up. Then she went home. Then she's a little drunk. So that's what I think a long day's work means.
Yeah, that's what it means. That's what it means to me. Because I want to know what type of stuff she was on. Because there's no way in the world I could pull up to the wrong house, apartment, none of that. And the first thing don't come to your mind... is that I'm at the wrong spot when I see somebody in there. Yeah. Nigga, they came and opened the door. Do you really think a robber is coming to the door to answer to see who the hell at the door?
Then they say he had a like some kind of a red doormat or something like that. Like, I would know this is not my doormat.
Yeah.
Like, I know what my doormat looks like.
They got a similar floor plan and all that stuff. Nigga, you know, you had to know, like, when I walk in, if it's a strange man in here, I don't care what you instructed him to do.
Yeah.
The first thing I'm going to do is flip on the damn light switch or something. If you did, go ahead and proceed to come through the person's house.
Yeah.
The first thing I'm going to do is flip on the light switch. You flip on the light switch, you'll see that the shit in there ain't yours.
Mm-hmm.
Then you would have known, like, oh, I am so sorry, I need to leave. Mm-hmm. No, but that's back to this white entitlement. You think whatever the hell you doing is right.
Mm-hmm.
So you done bust up in this man's house and kill him.
Mm-hmm.
What was the purpose? Because you thought you was right? Because you thought you was in the right place? And he was not supposed to be there? He wasn't supposed to be able to afford a place where the hell you was living at?
You just assumed somebody was in y'all. Like, I
like, because you seen a black man, he got to be robbing you.
Come on, like, you white. As soon as you open the door, your house has a scent that you are familiar with. If you walk in somebody else's house, their house smells like their scent.
House. Yeah.
Soon as I would have opened the door, and I would have been like, my senses would have told me, you're not at home.
Because
it don't smell like my house. So, but your senses might have been a little altered because you might have been under the influence of something. Just speculating here. This is all speculation. Don't take this as facts. I don't want nobody coming, oh, you said no. I didn't say nothing. I'm speculating here.
Because something is missing.
Yeah.
You can come in somebody's house and you can kill him. So either you know this man or if you don't know him,
yeah,
you was under the influence of something other than the long day of work. Because it's no way in the world you're going to tell me you come up in somebody's house. I mean, like, you couldn't shoot him in his leg. You couldn't. I mean, like, what the hell is this shoot to kill foolishness?
Damn.
You in the wrong.
I just don't understand. These cops, like, you should have to turn your gun in when you leave work for the day. Your gun should stay with you at work. You should not be taking your police issued whatever gun with you outside of the job. Like, when you're not on the clock, you shouldn't have you have your own personal gun on you. Because then that way we can hold you liable. Because now you got to use the damn county or the state's gun. Now they got to fight for you.
They going to fight for you.
Exactly. But if you use your own personal gun, then that's like, hey, that's you, nigga. Like, we ain't got nothing to do with that. That ain't nothing we issued you. That's your shit. You taking the charge. We ain't got to get the union in here or nothing. This is you on your own. But now that you did it with the state's fucking thing, now the state got to defend you. So now they going to pull the bullshit out. And I think that's what's going to happen. No, well, I mean, we causing enough stir about it. It's on everywhere. But the Texas Rangers, at first they wasn't even going to charge her.
Uh-uh.
Like, it went like a couple days before they even charged her. And then the Texas Rangers said they taking over the investigation. So I don't know what the Texas Rangers are. Is that like state police of Texas? Anybody in Texas, let me know what a Texas Ranger is. The only Texas Ranger I know play baseball.
I was going to say.
But yeah, man, that is a crazy story. His name is, what is it like? Botham
Gene.
Botham Jean. Yeah, he's a Bahamian or something, I think they say. And his mother was in Florida visiting someone or something while she was gone. Now, like, I mean, the guy was a grad student or something like that.
And then my thing is, I don't care who he was, he didn't deserve to die because he didn't have
nothing at home. How you get killed in your own home?
You find out that, you know what I'm saying, he was not into any trouble. He was a very professional young man.
Christian guy.
Up and up. And I just feel like, you know, it's just sad because you got morons out here who don't value our lives. So they take it, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Mm. You run up on a black person, automatically you think the worst thing possible. Mm. He's robbing me. Mm. Like, for real, lady, and my thing is, I would give zero fucks about some shit in my house. If I walk up on a robbery going on, I am going back in my damn car. Mm. I am driving off. I mean, the only thing that'll make me come up in there is if my kid's in here. Mm. Otherwise, y'all can have this shit. So why would you proceed to come into the house?
What if Prince is in here?
They ain't gonna do nothing to her.
You never know. People sadistic these days. The dogs start barking. They might just pow. Shut your ass up.
Well, I would hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Yeah, we not. Nobody gonna probably try to run from here anyway because she in here. But nonetheless, I try to save her too. But, I mean, hopefully if once the door fly open, she just runs out and comes to me and then we can ride out together. But, yeah. I mean, I just don't understand nobody like that. Like, you coming in the house, you come in here, you see that it's not your house. I mean, and even if you don't, like I said, I can say is the lady had to be under the influence of some substance because you
that's have to be disoriented. That's why they waited 2 days. That's probably why they waited 2 days to get out of her system, because I'm telling you, there's no way you walk into a house and you not know, like, I mean, even if the way that setup looks like a little hotel or something, but still, I know it's not my house. As soon as I open up the door,
stuff has to not. I mean, especially when you live by yourself. Oh, you know exactly where you left the last thing that you had, whether it's a cup, shoes,
whatever.
You walk back in there, you already know I am not home. Mm-hmm. But you don't know that when you high, drunk, or something going on in your body. So you not rational. You not in your right mind. So you left to do whatever, and like I said, that shows you how you view people, because in your messed up state, your first thing was to shoot this nigga. Mm-hmm. That's in my house. That's what it was.
Your key was not working.
So you should have never been in here.
And then, one story said the door was ajar, and,
what black person you know
just... Come on, man.
You live in an apartment complex. Why the hell is your door open?
Yeah. Nah. Nobody does that.
Buying it.
Nah. You live in a house, you might leave your door unlocked. Apartment, nah. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Not gonna happen.
Nope.
And then the darn apartment complex got something explaining to do with, if that's the case, if the door just opened up so easy. Because in one of the things, it said something about the force of her sticking the card in there was what made the door open. Not even that the boy had opened the door. So I'm trying to figure out, if y'all shit that flimsy, you got some explaining to do. Mm. That just don't work for me. So whoever this heifer is, Amber Geiger, she needs to really get, she need to get the maximum penalty.
Did they give her a bond?
No, and then they probably did.
That's what's up.
I mean, I just don't understand that. That's just, it's just ridiculous.
It is. So, Saul Wright is on it. Saul Wright is pounding the pavement on this one. Saul Wright is on the case. Look for him. Look for the dude with the nice shoes on at the protest. That's Saul Wright. Yeah.
I ain't mad at you.
With the African medallion on and some, gold African trinkets. Yeah. And a seashell in his motherfucking dreads. That's all right. With a chew stick. Yeah.
Pretty special.
And a dashiki. Yes. That's all right. A dashiki and some J's. Some ones. Some dashiki ones. But yeah, man. Speaking of, let's lighten the mood up around here. Saw this video online. You know, Chick-fil-A is known for their excellent customer service.
Mm-hmm.
I was once at Chick-fil-A one time. I ordered my food, and I dropped my own drink. Before I could even get the cup, somebody swooped in. Was like, sir, we're so sorry about that. He was wiping it up. He said, let me get you another drink. What did you have? I was like, man, it's cool, man. So I've never seen anybody be rude at Chick-fil-A. I've never seen nobody even get mad with a Chick-fil-A customer. I mean, with an employee, because they're so nice, you can't be mean to them. Well, not this Chick-fil-A in D.C.
Someone quickly takes out their phone and starts recording that fight here at this Chick-fil-A. But tonight, we can tell you what the video doesn't show. My pleasure? Not in this case. This is what millions of people across the country have seen. A brawl between a customer and an employee at this Northwest DC Chick-fil-A Tuesday. The video was posted online with no explanation, and the man you're looking at there getting punched repeatedly appears to be the victim. Police say that is not the case. In fact, they're calling him the suspect. Based on their report, the man in black was shouting at customers and even walked behind the restaurant counter. The employee told him to leave, and that's when the man in black, according to police, threw the first punch. From there, the two just went at it, with other employees trying to break it all up. However, the man in black keeps it going. He was later arrested, charged with simple assault, and taken to the hospital for minor injuries, according to police. As for the employee seen punching that suspect, he's no longer working at the restaurant. Chick-fil-A called the video incredibly disturbing to watch and says they do not condone violence or the team members' response to the situation in any way. The restaurant is still looking into exactly what happened to figure out why this all escalated so quickly. And Chick-fil-A apologizing to its customers tonight, saying the situation does not live up to its brand's commitment to hospitality. And for that, they're very sorry.
So apparently, some 55-year-old man was in there yelling at customers and yelling at employees, and then he stepped behind the counter. So one of the Chick-fil-A employees asked him, like, hey, man, can't be behind here, sir. Please, go back.
You sure he was that nice?
I think he was. It's Chick-fil-A. You have to be nice. Okay. And so the black man, well, I didn't mean to say black man. So the old man, 55-year-old man, was still belligerent and everything, and the Chick-fil-A employee was like, come on, sir, please. Here's a free sandwich. Just go sit down. And just, we don't need any trouble. And so the old man was not satisfied with that sandwich offer. So then the employee was like, huh, here's some fries and a drink. Please, sir, just go sit down, man. Would you like some Polynesian sauce? Maybe even Chick-fil-A sauce? Here's some extra napkins.
I didn't see all that in the video.
And so, and then the 55-year-old man still wasn't happy. So he took a swing at the Chick-fil-A employee. And then the Chick-fil-A employee he tried to escort the man out, but that didn't work. So he had to take them hands to him. And when I say take them hands to him,
he didn't have to hit that man that many times. That man is old.
Hey, what you mean?
Once you hit him one time, that was enough.
Old people think they can get away with stuff because they're elderly. And they don't understand that.
But once you swung at the man, that was enough.
Okay, and then so he had to teach you a lesson. And he taught him a lesson. You ordered a 10-piece. I'm going to give you this 10-piece. I'm talking about he gave it all to him. He said, what kind you want, a grilled or fried? I think he gave him both. Yeah, he wanted a mix.
Yes.
Like, he wanted half and half.
I mean, because when I saw him, I was like, okay, he going to stop now. No. Mm-mm. He was just doing, I mean, like, you cutting your blessings off. The Lord is not pleased.
And did you see?
You can't be beating on the old people like that.
Why not? The old man, what if the old man would have beat him up?
No, because the old man wouldn't have beat him up.
He swung at him. He thought he could.
He thought he could. Once you realize that you can't, you don't have to make it no more clear. Once you hit him, maybe like, bop, hit him twice, that would have been enough. You ain't got it. I mean, like, he was pounding this man. If that man would have died in Chick-fil-A, then what are you going to do? That shit no, bro.
Listen. Then you see the end, his homeboy at the end. Hey, his homeboy named Bennett. Because he was just like, yo, bro, that's it. Yeah. I don't know why he came with me with that trouble. Because then, look, though. The amazing thing was, there was no food destroyed during this whole fight. Like, the fight was centralized in one little area.
There you go.
Nobody food got disturbed. Like, not one piece of chicken was harmed. Like, this was the blackest fucking Chick-fil-A I've ever seen in my life. Like, it was no white people except for, like, I saw three white people in a Chick-fil-A. I've never seen. So, D.C. got the blackest Chick-fil-A I've ever seen. Maybe Atlanta.
And that's why the people in there fighting.
Well, I mean, Atlanta got the blackest ones, too. Like, that's Atlanta, the home of Chick-fil-A, so I'm pretty sure.
All I can tell you is that was unnecessary. He had to beat that man.
I'm pretty sure he lost his job.
Oh, he did. And he was a little shift manager or something.
Oh, man, I knew his shirt was different color than everybody. Damn, you a shift manager at Chick-fil-A? You was making some good money then.
Yep. He got fired.
God, man, it was the ass whooping one worth you getting
it
fired.
It wasn't.
Now.
That's why I said, if you just tap him one time or two, then you could say self-defense, and then you could go ahead. The man might get a couple of sandwiches on the house or something. I don't know.
He got something on the house, goddamn. It wasn't no damn lumps. Sandwiches. He must have ordered a goddamn cup of coffee. He said, how many lumps you want?
He sure got him plenty. And when I tell you, I'm like, he was whopping that head. I said, oh, God. I'm like, I'm talking about he was just, like, that head was just going. Looking like damn Serena them in the damn tennis match. I'm talking about that head was just a, I'm like, what?
Hey, listen. look the video up. Chick-fil-A fight. This old man got his ass whooped.
Yeah, he
excellent got customer service, man. Excellent.
If that's what you want to call it.
And like somebody said on Twitter, I don't care what they say that old man did. He did that shit because ain't no way a Chick-fil-A employee gonna act like that. If he really must have. Hey, like if you watch the video, man, the dude that he was ever accommodating.
He was accommodating, all right. Knocking that head up. Yes. I was just like, the way he handled him, I could not believe that. Okay, like I said, when he swung, okay,
yeah, this man swing back.
Out. I'm talking about he just damning it. I mean, bamming it. That head was just, it was just too much.
Hey, excellent.
It was all right.
Don't go up in that Chick-fil-A sleeping, miss. Slipping. Because they'll fuck your ass up.
You better be careful.
Well, and this week of. Being black and things just being normal and being black and get the police called on you. This little kid and I forgot what state it was in. I think it was New Mexico or some shit like that. It might not have been. I might just be making this up.
Sound like it.
Yeah, but whatever state it was in, guy gets he's in the car with his grandmother.
Your people bullshit.
He's black. His grandmother's white. And she was out with her homegirl. They probably just came from the bingo spot or, you know, went to the little, you know, buffet, got the little senior little plate, the little, you know, whatever, the senior special, took her grandson out with her. You know, he was probably about to go buy a video game. If you look at the guy, he's not a threatening looking black kid. Not at all.
I don't think any of our kids look.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, on the threat scale, if I was a white person looking at black kids, on the threat scale, he would be like way low. Like, let's just think, you know what I'm saying? Like on the black, if you're a white person, you see a black person in the threat scale. Like they got fucking, if they fat, the threat scale go up. They got dreads or crazy nappy hair, the threat go up. If they taller than you, if you're bigger than them, the threat go up. So you gotta understand, he was a non-threatening looking black guy. He had glasses on, he had a soccer shirt on. He had a low haircut. He didn't look threatening at all. So apparently the police said a black person had told him he saw a black guy, in a car, like
robbing
two white women in a blue Lexus. So the cop sees a black guy in a car in a two Lexus. He pulls him over. According to his story, a black person told him this.
Come out with your hands up, face away from us.
After ordering 18-year-old Akeel Carter out of his grandmother's car,
hands up high in the air, face away from us, walk to the sidewalk.
Police placed him in handcuffs and ordered him into the back of a squad car.
Officer Gabriel's going to get some information from you. Okay.
Grandmother Paulette Barr had just left church and was driving Akeel to work when police stopped them. Officers say they initially started following them after an African-American man and woman identified the vehicle. They said it was carrying a white woman who was being robbed by two black men. But police say they never got a formal statement from those witnesses because they left the area. The family's attorney is skeptical.
It seems strange that for all of the dash cam footage the police have turned over, we have not seen anything where the officer's interacting with these people.
After Carter was detained, an officer is seen exiting the patrol car with his gun outside the holster. Officers then approach the teen's grandmother.
Is everything okay? That's your grandson?
Yes.
Police say Carter was handcuffed for approximately 6 minutes.
Well, I'm guessing what this sounds like is a really big misunderstanding.
After the teen was released, a witness captured his grandmother's reaction.
That's your grandson?
Yes.
Wow.
The family's attorney says even if the police account is accurate, the officers clearly overreacted.
Any random person can run up to a police officer now and say, stop that car, it's engaged in a robbery, and that's all it takes.
The family's attorney says the frightening encounter left the grandmother feeling helpless, wondering what she could have done to protect her grandson.
You know, black people, we don't never call the police on no shit like that. If we see a black dude in a car with two white women, we still like, man, oh, that nigga got some old sugar mamas or something. We ain't gonna call the police on him. Mm-hmm. We gonna be like, player, I see what you're doing there, boy. All right, now. Nigga, so anyway.
Be easy on grandma.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So the cop pulls him over. And when they pull the car over, they go up to the car. I mean, gun drawn out. Get out the car. Walk back towards me. This, and that. So they put him in handcuffs, throw him in the back of the car, detain him. And line of questioning, ask him his name, his daddy's name. And
I mean, in the way they talked about
how old is he? Like,
put your hands up, turn back to my boys, walk this way. And I'm like, for real? And then you got to get it from the lady.
She's like, that's my grandson.
Yeah, like she all confused.
Oh, that's your grandson? And then he tells her this cock and bull story.
Which I know was a lie.
Because why did you have to say, why did you have to say, yeah, it was a black person that told me that. Like, that would make, well, that's when I knew it was a lie.
Because
I was like, you don't care where
the information come from.
Like, if you give me the win the lottery number, I'm not going to say, a black lady at work gave me the win the lottery number. I'm saying, this lady gave me the win the lottery number.
Because it don't matter, because what I got is what I needed.
Yeah. This black man gave me some bad information. This white man gave me, no, you're not going to say that. You're going to say.
And you don't, I mean, for one, it shouldn't matter whether it was a truth or not. It was a point of, like, when you gave reference to where the information came from, that's where you threw your whole credibility out the window. And you sat there and just made that up, just like that. Talking about somebody told you that you had to follow up with them, and then they said it was like that car right there that's at the light. For real? How the hell can you see all up in this person's car and you somewhere else giving me this report, and I'm supposed to be able to get to the lady at the light? And I mean, I'm talking to you, but I'm supposed to jump in my car, catch this woman who being robbed, air quotes. But see, this is the type of shit that bothers me, because there's no reason for you to bother me, interrogate me about me being black with a white person or what, vice versa. You see these people together. If the lady don't look like she is worked up about it or frazzled or anything, what the hell is you pulling these people over for? Mm. It don't make no sense. I mean, and then the way he talked to the boy was as if you already convicted him of something, and thank God the grandmama had enough sense to, you know what I'm saying, she could say what she needed to say quick enough that they didn't go and draw the guns on her. Cause you sitting here, I mean, y'all ain't say one apology.
None.
Just let them go.
It's a misunderstanding. And then you asking, I mean, just out the line of questioning, like, I mean, this shit was...
It wasn't normal.
Hey, look, man, sue the fuck out there, motherfucking ass, nigga. Go get you a lawyer. I hope when you got out of that car, you said, Grandma, let's go to a lawyer right now. Mm-hmm. Let's go to a lawyer right now.
Yeah, get sue you a the mother, city of whatever.
Sue the motherfucking city, man, because that's some bullshit. Yeah. You can't even ride with your grandma if you black.
Yeah, if your grandma ain't black, too.
What? Like, God dang. Like,
it didn't make no sense. But that's the reason why people have to see this, and that's just why, you know, the world is the way it is. It's falling apart because people have so much hatred. Like, you don't have to like these people, but tell me what's so out of place with these people being together. It's so out of place that this young black guy is with an older white lady, and you so pressed. I mean, like, why are you all up in their car?
Like, what if the situation, what if that wasn't his grandma? What if that was his bus down? What if he was like, look, I'm out here tricking, my nigga. Like, yo, I'm like,
it doesn't matter. As long as they want to be in each other's company, regardless of what the reasoning is,
yes,
it should not matter. Like, she is not flagging y'all down, talking about somebody is holding her against her will. Mm. And then you crazy if it's two of them and just him. Mm. How the hell are you robbing two people and it's just you?
Yeah, we just ride. Well, I mean, if you got the gun on him, you can.
I guess, but the nigga in the back seat.
That's the best place to be. You got to drop on him, man. You can hop out when you want to. You got the gun on him. Like, don't either one of y'all move. You know what I'm saying? You shoot the motherfucking passenger first. Cause, you know what I'm saying? The driver, you don't want to shoot them because they're driving. You know what I'm saying?
Well, surely if she was in the passenger seat, I would have to take my chances, shit. Oh, man. I would have to jump up out that car.
So you don't know. If you ever in that situation, don't. Just let them have what they want.
They're going to kill you at the end anyway, no, so not. Why not? Sometimes, let me get
by them. You don't, you know, you just give them what they want. Don't, you know, hey. Well, you're in a situation, somebody put a gun in your face, like, give me money, give them the money.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm talking about just riding with somebody. I'm not finna go nowhere with you. If you're going to do something to me, do something to me where I'm standing at right here. I don't know, because I want a proper funeral. I don't want to have to find my body 6 months later and all of this, some damn bones and thing. I'm trying to be seen. No. Mm-mm. Nah, bro.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I want my casket to be open. Make sure I have on some real nice shoes, because that whole thing need to be open, not just the top half. I need to make sure that my shoes is showing and I'm looking good from head to toe.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Gotcha. What, you want to throw your gang sign? You want to tell them shape your hand of your gang sign?
Nah, they ain't got to do that.
Okay.
It's in my heart.
Okay.
I don't have to do that, but I want to make sure I have on some real expensive shoes.
real expensive shoes?
Yes. Outfit got to be real nice.
Buy the shoes before you.
I mean, go on
to
I know.
Say these are ones I want to be. Say, yeah, these are ones I
buy.
Go
I buy them before I leave them.
This is.
This our, can't be scuffed up or nothing. I got to. Yeah, that's like, be just for the.
Yeah, just tell them. Yeah, that's what you do. That's how you do it. Buy your fit before you leave. Like, yeah. Just the fit. You buy the fit whenever. Like, this the fit I want on.
Yeah, I have to change it every probably 5 to 10 years because you know my style have been switched up. When I get to be grandmama status, you know, ain't no telling what I like then.
Okay. So. Let's not hurry that up.
Yeah, we're not rushing the process. I'm just saying.
Ready to be pawpaw yet. Yeah. But yeah, man. So, moving along. Let's get to the ratchet part of the episode. Cardi B and Nicki Minaj was at New York Fashion Week at somebody's fashion show at the Bazaars or somebody like that. And apparently, the two camps collided and they got into a kerfuffle.
That's what you call it?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They said Cardi B approached Nicki on some shit, and they were arguing, throwing back and forth. You know what I mean? Insults back and forth. And Cardi ended up throwing a shoe in the direction towards Nicki Minaj, and then a scuffle ensued, not between Nicki. Nicki, she stood back. She, you know, she's, like she said, her money long. She ain't got a fight. You know what I'm saying? So, apparently, somebody was fighting with Cardi B, and she came out with a knot on her motherfucking head.
Oh, yeah, that thing looked serious. That man ain't with Rockmon or something?
Yeah, she had the Rockmon. She had a little Rockmon, a baby Rockmon. It wasn't as bad as Rockmon.
It wasn't as bad as his, but that's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, and so, you know, so somehow she came out lumped up with that. Sources are saying it was Ra Ali that did the work, the dirty work. She was the shooter out there. So, you know, it thing got real spicy. Now, apparently, according to Nicki, she said that Cardi B's publicist was recording the whole thing the whole time thinking, you know, it was going to be some shit. So maybe this was a plan by Cardi B. It sounds like it because
it's possible.
She's grasping for straws because she don't have any real talent. So, you know. And, you know, so she got to do whatever she got to do what she do to stay popular. And this is why we like Cardi B. That's the, you know, the excuse, because she acts like a, you know, she acts crazy and shit. And that's what we like. That's how we made her popular. So I guess this is still part of the act. And so, but
you got to keep it going.
Yeah, but you don't do that at certain events. You do that at the little hood events. You don't do that.
You don't do that nowhere. You somebody's damn mama. You just had a baby in it.
Not even you, the mama. You just supposed to know how to conduct yourself.
I'm just saying, that should grow you up right there. You just gave birth.
Yeah.
Your shit ain't even healed up. She ain't probably, 2 or 3 months?
Yeah, she had a baby, around about July or something.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. You should still be on chill, for real. Yeah. Like, what the hell wrong with you? But she ratchet. That's in her spirit. That's what's wrong with
her. And then let me ask you a question. As a black woman, how you feel about Cardi B?
I don't really. I mean, I try to tolerate her because that's something that's, currently out or whatever. I try to ignore the fact that she want to be black or want to be down, whatever she want to call it. They say she was growing up in the hood and blah, blah, blah. But I just see an imposter. Mm-hmm.
So do you feel like, because it's rumors that she called black women
monkeys or
crickets or some roaches or some shit like that, yeah.
And it's very possible because people like that, that's what they do. I mean, it happens all the time. They want to be us, but they hate us for whatever reason. Like, I guess it's really more so that you just jealous that you ain't us authentically. So therefore, you try to bite our style. You try to do everything. You want to fuck our men. But at the same time, you want to look down on black females. And that's like, when I first saw her on the show, I just really did not identify with her character.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it was just, it just seemed like it was too forced. I know people who are not black, who have been, you know, around black people, grew up with black people, and the swag that they have doesn't seem like you're pretending, like you're, you know what I'm saying, trying to belong. It's just who you genuinely are. And to me, hers just looked like an egg.
So you feel like, okay. So as far, do you think they would let a black woman get away with what she gets away with?
No. Okay. Not at all. Interesting. I mean, the level of ratchet that she is, the shit that she say, and how she act, no. They wouldn't. People will ridicule her all the time. But, I mean, for one, she a fraud, so, hey, she can get a pass.
But be careful, Queen Germ. Cardi B got hitters out here in the streets now.
Cardi B got lumps on her damn head, so she might want to get an ice pack. Send somebody for a damn bag of ice. And worry about me. You all right over there? Need to get a little something to drink?
Yeah, man, that was pretty funny. But yeah, we listened to a little bit of Queen Radio this week, and heard Nicki Minaj going off on her tangents, man. Nicki Minaj funny. Okay. Okay. She funny, man. But yeah, so she went out. She said Cardi B has made her career off of, what'd she say?
Sympathy and
Payola. Yeah. She said, I didn't fuck a DJ for him to play my record. Everybody know Cardi B fucked DJ Self.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't even say she fucked niggas for less, I'm sure. So what's the big deal about you getting some rotations in the on the play?
It's illegal.
Liz, I'm just saying, like, why, if I'm slinging coochie for a box of chicken, what would be the difference in me doing it for a come up in my career? So, I mean, I'm sure she's giving it up for less. I mean, you seen what a mouth looked like before she got them fixed.
Yeah.
So, that mouth was doing a whole lot of something.
Hey, like she said, she wasn't the prettiest of the strippers or the best of strippers, so she had to hustle. She had to do what she had to do. So, you know, hey, Cardi B, I mean, like I said, I respect everybody, grind.
I'm glad you do, because I sure as hell don't.
I mean, no, I mean, a grind is a grind.
No, a grind is not a grind.
It is.
No, it isn't. If you sell your soul for some damn dollars, that you better than a nigga who go and do what they supposed to do, have a job that is of some type of caliber, respectful, that shit ain't cool, because that's what why people have to suffer in the workplace right now. I'm just being for real. Like, people want to talk about this Me Too movement and all this other stuff and how people being assaulted at the workplace and other places. It's because of hoes like her. When you sit here and you say that we're going to protect the profession of strippers and prostitutes and all kind of stuff, that's what make men in their minds feel like there's a price tag on your pussy. So when you come in a job, they not looking at it like, oh, she said she don't like me. Hell, I ain't offer her the right damn thing. So they going to keep on pursuing you till they can bust you down. So why do they have this mentality? Because they have paid for pussy before. But if that wasn't a profession, if that wasn't an option, then you would look at me as somebody that you could deal with, that you could have a real conversation with, that we could be colleagues and not somebody that you just trying to smash. Or somebody who you going to smash with hopes of dangling the fact that you could give me a promotion, a job, or whatever because of what we do. And I'm not worth nothing but what's between my legs because of them type of women. Because if they willing to do that type of stuff, then in your mind, after so many scenarios have gone down, that's all you see. So part of the problem, yes, the men that violate people are wrong. They're not faultless. But at the same damn time, the women who put themselves in these situations, that's not the ones who's being violated, but the ones who willingly pursuing these men with hopes of using their, you know, their looks and whatever to get what they want, you done changed the game. So now it's all fucked up.
Right. But I mean, like I said, some people can't do that though. Some people gotta, you know, they ain't
some people got to just have two or three jobs. Shit, find a craft that ain't on your back.
I'm an entertainer.
Sucking no dick and all that kind of shit.
Hey, that's just sometimes, you know, hey.
Nah, I don't know. And I'm glad I don't.
I'm glad too. Because we wouldn't be sitting here having this podcast if you were.
I mean, I may be sitting here having a podcast sucking your dick. You don't know. You might be putting me on. If this, y'all say y'all got commercials and millions of listeners, so.
Millions.
And millions.
Yeah.
So, hell.
Just hit 500 subscribers on YouTube already. All right. Already. 500. That's what's up, man. So, yeah, man. Moving along, man. Enough about that Cardi B. Hey, this was a rumor, but I had put it on there. But I just want y'all to know this was a rumor. It was confirmed. Mary J. Blige was not even in the building that night. So
Mary J. Blige is classy anyway.
Yeah, so. Mary J. Blige, she'll fight at the cookout. She ain't going to fight at no award show. Mm-hmm. Like, Mary will fight you now. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, please don't get it twisted.
But it was a rumor that Mary J. and Faith had gotten into a fight at P. Diddy's at the Hamptons after his Fashion Week party or something like that. But thank God that was a rumor, because I was about to say, come on now. Not them two queens. Like, I was about to say, I was about to speculate what they was fighting over, and I ain't want to have to say that on the broadcast. But, you know, I'm glad I didn't have to. So,
well, what you wanted to say?
They was fighting over the cocaine. I knew whatever it was going to be the coke. Like, somebody sniffed too much coke that night, or she hogging the coke. Diddy, that ain't right. You know what I'm saying? And Faith over there. I'm just saying, Faith over there with her. You know, that's all it was, bro. If they was fighting, they was going to be fighting over some cocaine, bro. But thank God. that that didn't happen, and we ain't have to say that on the forecast.
But you did.
I didn't. Another good thing, man, Drake and Meek Mill, they squashed the beef. They came out on stage together, hugged it out like Brody's. So, you know, that's over with.
This was my brother, and that's how it started. And that's how we're going to finish this shit, for real. Y'all make some noise for Meek Mill from Philly in the fucking building.
You know what I'm saying? Just a couple years ago, you know, these two were going each other throats, and you know what I'm saying? But, you know, times heal all wounds, and, you know, these niggas never really hated each other. It's just some old, you know, fuddy-duddy shit. But, hey, it worked out for both of them, you know what I'm saying? You know, he made it. You know what I'm saying? He made it big. You know what I'm saying? He kind of outshined, grew out from under Rick Ross's wing. You know what I'm saying? So he is on, man. So that's a good thing. How you feel about that? Do you care?
No, I don't care.
I mean, they made your favorite song.
What song was that?
Amen. Dun, 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 dun. Amen.
I mean, it was all right, but yeah. My new favorite song is Smile.
Oh, the Lil Duval song?
Yep. I'm living my best life.
Oh, that's what's up. Okay.
Yeah, that's my fave.
So, TV talk.
You want to hear it. Ghost is still fine.
Power finale happened. And I have to say that somehow they got it right. They got it right with the finale, man. So we get to the finale. Like we said in the previous episode, they ended with Angela in the room facing charges. So basically, they give Angela 24 hours to decide whether she wants immunity or is she not going to say nothing to take the charge. So they want her to turn in ghosts. So basically, she takes her 24 hours. She goes gets up with Tasha, Ghost, Tommy, and they come up with this plan of how they're going to, you know, make the shit work. But within them, inside them, her and Ghost come up with their own plan. You know what I'm saying? So they going to, you know what I'm saying, try to, I don't know what they was trying to do. I guess they was trying to get everybody exonerated and get everybody in the clear. But I don't know what happened.
Yeah, so they could be together.
You know what I'm saying? So Tommy and Tasha, they got their own plans. You know what I'm saying? So what do you know? Terry Silver bounced back up in the building. He talks to Tasha, but what Tasha doesn't know is he's working with the feds. But he's clearly working with the feds to clear Tasha. That's all because he really still believes that Ghost did the shit. So Terry Silver's there to help the feds get to turn Tasha over to say, you know, she did Ghost. So what up? Say Ghost did it. So Tasha and Terry Silver get up. Terry Silver bangs
busting that thing in the
parking lot. Garage. Ghost is watching. So, you know, this nigga sitting there with the
pride fucked up.
Hey, all fucked up, man. Aw, man. So he had to sit there and see that shit. So Ghost goes over there and puts fucking Terry, after, you know, he dips off, he goes over and grabs him. Terry Silver, put him in the sleeper, put him in the car. What he was supposed to do, Terry Silver was supposed to go talk to the people, you know, meet with the judge or whatever, but he never show up. So I guess somehow that kind of fixed a little kink in the story or whatever like that. Some line in their story, Terry Silver didn't show up, so he didn't come in for that. Then what happened? Keisha, they fall in and out, and then finally, like, he was about to kill Keisha because he thought Keisha was snitching, but she said she was all in. Oh,
he's willing to snitch.
Yeah. He thought, you know, he didn't know if he could trust her, but he seen he could trust her, so he ain't killed Keisha. So
I'll be back when you...
Yeah,
that's I'll be here when you come back.
Yeah. Go ahead and handle your bit. Like, let me tell you something.
I know you gotta go, baby.
They gave Keisha too many lines in the finale.
Because she cannot act.
She's a horrible actress. Actor. Actress. They don't want to use actress.
Because they don't want to give it a feminine or masculine, so whatever. Actor. Bullshit.
She's a horrible actor. And, I mean, they gave her too many lines. She was, like, in every fucking scene. Like, she had the most time on in front of the camera, the most lines this episode. Like, I don't know what they did that for, but I noticed. she had a lot of lines in the finale. Like every scene, Keisha, 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 Keisha was in every fucking thing. That was a big mistake.
Yeah, because, don't do that no more.
Yeah, and then you can see how like how much surgery Keisha done had too. Like, you know, her face just like one in one scene she was talking, her face wasn't even moving. I was just like, wow, like you got a lot of Kardashian in your face right now, la la.
I'm done.
Yeah. So Tommy was about to kill Keisha. So then what comes around, they find out that what he found out? Tommy finds out that Ghost was behind him having to have to kill Teresi. Mm-hmm. So Tommy was on some old, like, you know what?
Fuck every, this nigga.
Every time I had to kill the person I love for this for our Enterprise, but you ain't have to kill the person you love that's a downfall to the Enterprise and Angela. So Tommy and Keisha come up with this idea. Tasha, they come up with this idea. They going to have to kill Angela. You know, Tommy was just
and
like...
she wanted her dead anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She wanted her dead. They was about to kill Angela in her apartment, but she said something about the pictures, so Tommy had to go retrieve the pictures, and that's when he found out about Ghost. And then Keisha and Tommy wanted to run off, you know what I'm saying? So that might have been his angle. So he go back to get the pictures, you know what I'm saying? So then, you know, he finds out about Ghost. Tommy comes up. He fucking kills Angela. And I got to say, I was fucking happy because I've been wanting Angela to go for a minute. Because, yeah, Angela's gone. So I'm happy. Power's coming back for another season. I don't know what storyline they had left besides Ghost and Tommy going at each other's throats. I think that's what's going to happen again. And that's how it's going to end. So we're going to lose somebody. But how did you feel about Ghost when Angela died?
Oh, my goodness. Now, he fine, y'all. But that thing turned into Caesar off of... over the planet of the apes. I'm like, what the hell just happened to him? He lay down there and he moaned like it came from his inner being.
I'm telling you, man.
Deep within his loins. That man cried out for the love of his life.
Yeah.
It was kind of special because it was so serious, but the look he had and the sounds he was making, I was just like, is that still Ghost? Mm. But yeah.
He ain't do all that when Raina died.
And that's sad because that's your daughter, but yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he loved him some Angela, but hey, you get what you get.
Angela is gone. Amen.
I ain't gonna say that. You know, she.
I mean, Angela's a fictional character.
I mean, I know.
Yeah,
I understand. I mean, Homewrecker and all that too.
Yeah,
so.
Man. You know,
Jamie. That's just her character.
Yes, we don't have to hear that no more. Yes. Ah, man. So, Insecure happened also. This episode was kind of funny, man. They was going to Coachella out in the desert, see Beyonce. So they was taking a girls trip, one last girls trip before Amanda Seale's character has the baby. I can't think of her name. So it was Issa, Kelly, Molly, and the pregnant chick. They go out while they there. And Molly has, she's trying to brown nose at the job. So she took some project to do. And so she was going to take her work with her to Coachella. So she was trying to do her work. Well, she thought she submitted it, but she didn't before they went to the concert. So then, you know, just keep that in mind. So they go out to the concert. Next thing you know, they taking Molly. They eating weed, edibles. They fucked up out you. And Issa and Nathan end up, he just so happened to be there. They end up hooking up in the Ferris wheel. And fucking Kelly and one of Nathan's friends, they fucked up. They get fighting in the venue, so they get kicked out. And, you know, Kelly, she upset because the white people got to stay, and she got kicked out. So she heard Beyonce hit the stage, so she tried to run back in there. She gets tased. She pissed her pants. Molly loses her jacket. Oh, man. And, you know, so that was cool right there. But the most surprising thing of the episode, Issa in the store the next morning, trying to get some water after her homegirl just revealed to her that, you know, they treat her different, and, you know, because she having a baby and, you know, shit's not the same. So she walks in the store looking for some water for the pregnant girl because they ain't had no water. And who does she run into? Motherfucking Lawrence. Hey, motherfucking Lawrence was in the show.
Sound like you excited.
So Lawrence back. Yeah, Lawrence high. We in the building. I know. You know what I'm saying? You know, we in the building, man. So that was a good little... You know, I ain't gonna front, man. That was a good little trick. They tricked us, man. You know what I'm saying? She lied to us on TV. You know what I'm saying? Got us all riled up. But, you know, she surprised us. So
they gave the people what the people wanted. Yeah, y'all was crying and stuff. Y'all wanted
I mean, this shit was already recorded, though. So it ain't like they recorded, like...
Oh.
You know, you got to think.
I guess.
Yeah. So I think the whole thing was passed in, so it was just like a ruse. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Issa for that. That was a good one. You got me. You got me. You know what I'm saying? Longside win the building. Gang, gang. But yeah, that was Insecure, man. Still pretty dope. Hey, Greenleaf back. We behind.
Okay, well, we had to check that out over the weekend.
Yeah, so we got Greenleaf. We got still ain't started Wentworth, but we might as well wait for it to go on Netflix now. We
Sounds
at that
good.
Point. We might as well wait for it to hit Netflix. And
I'm catching a contact.
Oh, that's good now. But yeah, man. So yeah, that's all for TV talk. Oh, watching Better Call Saul. It's finally getting to that point where it's pretty dope. Where he's turning almost into Saul Goodman. So you know, you can get Jimmy's at that point. This season, you know, of course his brother died. You know, him and Kim, they not seeing eye to eye. Like, she's really on some corporate law shit. He's on some, like, man, Jimmy don't know what the fuck he want to do. But you can see now he's about to make that change into fucking Saul Goodman. So you know. And Kim, you can see they about to break up. And then as far on the drug dealing side, you know, Gus is really, he's starting to build the meth lab that was in the dry cleaner place. So he's at that point where he, you know, him and Mike, they kicking it hard. They getting rid of the cartel. Fucking, you know, your boy gave, what's his name, Salamanca the fucking pill shit. So he's fucked up. He in the hospital. So now we see how Salamanca got in the fucking wheelchair. So yeah, Better Call Saul, check it out. It's pretty dope. Anything else I'm watching? Ozark came back. Like I said, it was real slow that first episode. It ain't made me want to go back yet. I'll watch it in some dull time. I'm caught up on Snowfall. I'm not going to sit here and talk to you about that right now because, you know, we got to keep moving on.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll give y'all that on the next show. Snowfall.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
Put a pin in it.
Yeah, man. So, we got a question from the nation. Would you like to read it?
I would not.
Okay. Well, I'll read it then. This question from Anonymous. It says, hi, guys. I'm a man that's in a relationship with a great woman. Only problem is that I'm broke all the time. Had a job, I lost it, and I had to move back home. Met this girl during this time, and I moved in with her. Things were good at first, but I could tell me not having reliable work is starting to be a problem. What can I do to keep this woman? I feel like I'm holding her back. Should I let her go? Need some advice. Anonymous. Well, I'm going to keep it real with you, Anonymous. You are holding that woman back because, you know, you don't want to become a burden. You know what I'm saying? It sounds like you're a burden. I mean, you know what's going on with you. You can't keep it. Why can't you keep reliable work? Like a job, if you get a job, keep that shit, bro. Like, you can't. It's hard out here trying to find jobs and shit. And if you got a job, you got to keep that shit until you can find another job. You don't quit a job until you get another job. And why can't you keep reliable work is the problem. That's the issue with you. And if
I mean, it's something going on.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I just think that if you really care about this girl, I mean, you should care enough about yourself to have your stuff together.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did he say how old he was?
No, he didn't say.
Okay.
How old he
well,
was.
If you grown,
yeah.
You should be getting yourself together, and if nothing else, you should be motivated. If you so in love with this lady, that you would do right by her and make sure that you have something to give her, because money, the dollars actually is not really the big deal. It's what you do with your money. Mm-hmm. So you may not have much money, but if I cook all the time at the house, you know what I'm saying, you don't do a whole lot of excess spending. You may be able to live. You just have to have a tight budget.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I mean, do some shit that's free.
Mm-hmm.
Go and do some romantic stuff. So then it ain't always you got to be spending money all the time. Y'all can spend time together and do some things that's not very expensive. But if you just can't keep a job, that shit going to get old real quick.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If you don't get it together, you ain't got to worry about letting her go or not. She going to let you go. Mm.
Yeah.
Because your level of commitment to the relationship has somewhat to do with what you choose to do as far as making sure you have finances to take care of, you know, your family, your girlfriend, whatever. So, yeah, please get it together, Anonymous. Mm. It's 2018.
Wow. So, yeah, Anonymous, do better, man. Don't hold a good woman back. Let that woman go, man. Get your life together if she's still single. When you get your shit together, it was meant to be. If not, then, you know, hey.
I'm saying you got to be eating ass, licking toes. You can't keep no job. Oh, yes. Your sex best to be the bomb.
Wow.
Sex game on 1 million.
You turn into a slave then.
Exactly. And that's the thing that people need to know.
If
you don't have shit, that's exactly what you turn into.
Turn into a slave. But, yeah. That's for both sides.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Either way, I said people.
Yeah. Hey, Queen Germ's prayer line. Do we got anybody going to prayer line this week?
Yeah, I'm praying for somebody.
Okay,
today.
Well, hold on. We got to Before we cue the music, man, gotta open up the doors of the church. Doors of the church now open, Queen Jerry. Who's on the prayer line this week?
On the prayer line this week is Amanda Stanton. She was on The Bachelor, if you remember that show.
She a contestant? Or
she was one of the ladies, yeah, okay. Contestant on The Bachelor.
Okay.
And just recently, she was arrested and charged for domestic violence. Apparently, she got in an altercation with a boyfriend. His name Bobby Jacobs. And this here ordeal took place Monday of this week in Las Vegas. And I just want to pray for her because clearly a woman getting charged with battery. Like, for one, I guess I ought to be praying for Bobby.
Yeah, praying for Bobby.
Because clearly she got anger issues, but his ass is getting beat.
I mean, what happened? Did they tell what happened? Or did
this altercation happened in the hotel. It was 3:15 in the morning. I would presume that it was some drugs involved. People
Vegas,
this type,
3 o'clock in the morning? That's early.
This type of interactions going on. And they just say that she had to be, I mean, they called the police. She was detained or whatever and taken into custody. It said that, so that's basically the gist of it. She got the cutting up in the people hotel. The incident was because of a misunderstanding and resulted in her drinking too much. And so then she was embarrassed and ashamed about what happened. And, you know, I guess the poor guy was her punching bag after she had too many drinks at the hotel. She just got a little bit too rambunctious and her boyfriend was trying to calm her down. Well, actually, kind of like a playful little shove. And she took off on him. So.
Well, shout out to Bobby.
Yeah, poor thing. Is she a mother of two? How the hell?
Learn to bob and weave, Bobby. That name Bobby, for Pete's sake.
Shoot, apparently Bobby getting bobbled like that man at that damn Chick-fil-A. Them heads is going everywhere. Because I'm not understanding how you know a grown-ass man and a drunk woman whooping your ass to the point that you had to call the police.
Yeah, he walking around the Cardi B night on his
head. Exactly. It sounded like he got a lump or two. Because if you talking about she done had to go and be arrested, that's too much.
Damn.
Talking about it never got physical before. Child, please. You better leave that lady alone. Somebody tapping on your head, that's a sign to me.
Well, got my Keep It 100 this week, man. My Keep It 100, man. So
100.
Apparently, man, people been coming for the kid head in the city over the last week, man, since the last time I talked to y'all, man. So, you know, they released our schedule. You know, this is like a Coach Germ update. They released our schedule, and on the schedule it said the Lee Park Gladiators, and then it just said Tom Brown. So I was just like, yo, that must be a typo or something. I hit up in the group chat. I said, hey, is that a typo on the schedule? It say Lee. She's like, no. I said, wow. So we got two gladiator teams. I said, they got to change their name. And so the coach for the Lee Park Gladiators, he replies back, we the Lee Park Gladiators. You change your name. I was like, well, we've been the Gladiators for years. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? He was just like, well, that's over with. I said, whoa. So I was just like, well, everybody in town know who the real gladiators are. You know, so then I said, imagery is the biggest form of flattery. And then he was just like, well, and I said, everybody know who the real gladiators are. He's like, well, I guess it's not you then. And I was like, oh, really? So then I threw a picture of the trophy that say Tom Brown Gladiator, City Champs. You know what I'm saying? So then he was like, anybody can get a trophy made. I said, yes, you are right. I said, but this one's made by the city for us winning the title last year. So, yeah, they made this trophy. So then he was like, well, we'll see you in the season then. I said, bet. I got practice anyway. Gotta go. So then later on that night, this man sends me a picture of his trophy case. He's like, this is what a real gladiator trophy case look like. Nothing but participation trophies. I don't see it. I mean, I know a participation trophy when I see one, my guy. I can go in my motherfucking, I can go in my trophy case, put all my kid trophies on this table, and you would think, like, I mean, what are you saying, bro? Like, bro, come on, man. So look, Mr. Lee Park Gladiators, I just want you to know that you have lit a fire up under the old ball coach. And week three is going to be amazing. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about we coming out in the smoke. Like, I'm buying a fire extinguisher, and we coming out in the smoke.
I need y'all to cut up. I know I'll be out there.
I'm telling you, we coming out in the smoke on this game. You know what I'm saying? how the boys run out to smoke. I think it's worth the money.
I think so.
I think it's worth the money. Just to see. I really wish we could get on the intercom and play some music. So when we come through, so them boys know, because this year gonna be different, bro. Like, it's gonna be different, man. Because I don't know.
Hey, I want to see y'all.
Then they got another coach in town. This motherfucker talking shit. Talk about he beat us last year. And I'm like, hey, you beat us and we was undefeated. Oh, it was a close game. No, the fuck it wasn't. It was 48-13. We tried to score 50 on y'all. We won. You was going to get the 50. But see, now we play them first week of the season. So that didn't amp that up. Like, he going to get another ass whipping. Like I told him, I said, make sure your players, I said, make sure the bank account got that money in it when that check hit the damn bank account on 925. Because if that motherfucker bounce, you going to have some motherfucking problems. I said, please make sure there's sufficient funds in the account when this check hit on the 25th. That's all I want to know.
Yes.
Because if you ain't been practicing since on and off since April and every day since July, you ain't going to beat me, bro. I'm just gonna let you know. Because my core is better than your core. My core is better than anybody's core in the city. Period.
I hear you.
Because they've been playing with me too long. Like, we know what we want to do. These coaches got so much turnover. Like, I mean, you can't beat that.
I need you to beat these people because I come out there. I need to make sure.
I mean, that's what we do. Like, it's a different.
Yeah, y'all. I mean, I'm talking about y'all had it going on last year.
And we're going to have it going on this year.
And I believe you. I mean, I'm going to be right there.
Because it ain't, the shit don't stop. Like, that's what I'm telling you, man. Shit don't stop. So, you know, we out here. That's your Coach Germ update. Yeah. Winners and losers.
I ain't got no keeping
100. Oh, you got to keep it 100? My bad. I'm sorry, Queen Jern.
100.
All I got to say is, as far as my keeping 100 is, if you know your child got to catch a ride with somebody, make sure your child wash their ass. Mm. I cannot. I like to run the air. Mm. I'm not no wind the window down type of chick.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you get in my car and you smell like piss and ass, I don't know if the little siblings are peeing on you, you peeing on yourself and half washing. I don't even care to know. Mm. But all I know is when it's first thing in the morning, it ain't that hot outside.
Mm.
You ain't been up that long.
Mm.
Why you smell like piss?
Because I pissed on myself last night and I ain't washed.
Why you smell like rump?
Because I ain't washed.
So I don't know if one smelled like piss and the other one smelled like butt. Or if it was one of them that smelled like piss and butt. But all I can tell you is, if I'm your mama, you done smelt that shit before.
Mm.
So your child should not have gotten their rusty ass in my car smelling like that. Especially when we ain't talking about nobody that's in single digit ages. Oh. We talking about big rusty niggas.
Oh my God.
So if we this old and we walking around smelling like piss and rump, your mama is to blame.
Mm. Damn.
Don't make no sense. Mm. I wouldn't dare call nobody to come pick up one of my kids, and I'm going to send you out the door smelling like that. If I got to rinse your ass off myself, I'll make you so ashamed, because I drag your ass in the shower and wipe you off myself.
Mm.
But that, I mean, when I tell you that thing was so horrible, I had to wind my window down. Damn. I had to. I didn't have a choice.
So you was a roll-down window person today.
Exactly. Man. Real quick.
Hey.
All four of them was down too.
Wow.
Wind them all
down.
Keep
telling me about picking people up, man. You, hey, you.
I try to heal the world, save the world, but
keep it. All right, the world don't.
Sometimes it ain't worth it.
It ain't worth it. I'm telling you, I avoid all that. I only save the world for like 3 months out of the year, and after that,
I guess
I go into hiding. I do all my saving now. But yeah, man, my winners this week. Any winners? You got any winners?
Yeah, I got a winner. I'll say today. My winner is going to be Naomi Osaka.
Winner.
She was the first Japanese American, I guess that's what you'd
say. And she's Haitian.
And she's Haitian, to win a Grand Slam. So I definitely would say she's my winner. And I thought it was, you know, it was real nice.
That's how she beat Serena. You know, Serena, what happened in that match? Like, Serena got, I know I saw that. Serena was talking to the ref, talking some apologizing to me. You said I cheated. Because they said she was stealing signs.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, I did not do that. Something. And then he took a point from him, and that's how she won the match or some shit. I don't know how. Well, no, Serena got beat in two straight sets.
She lost.
So shout out to Naomi, man.
Yeah, good job. Job well done. Got to respect that.
My winner this week is John Legend.
Winner.
For winning the EGOT. You know what I'm saying? The EGOT is the Emmy, the Grammy, the Oscar, and the Tony. John Legend recently won some award that it must have been an Emmy. And that,
you know,
he had to win the Emmy, yeah. That's when he just won. And I don't know what he did, but, you know, he got all. He's the first black man since. Is he the first black man, period? Yeah, he's the first. Yeah, he's the first black man, period, with an EGOT. You know what I'm saying? Because Whoopi got one, you know what I'm saying? But I think she was the first black person with one. So, yeah, so shout out to John Legend. My other winner.
Winner.
Is Cat Williams. He won an Emmy for his role in as Alligator Man in Atlanta. So shout out to Cat Williams. Everybody just knew Cat was going to win. It was like in a situational comedy, something little, whatever. But Cat Williams got an Emmy. So shout out to the nigga Cat Williams. Price just went up, nigga. Let him know what it is. Losers, you got any losers?
Loser.
Yeah, my loser today is Dan Gasaway. He was one of the public officials in some area of rural Georgia. And he lost the election by 67 votes.
Mm.
Luck would have it that after some scrutinizing and talking to some other people who said that they had like a ballot that was didn't have his name on it, they found out that about 67, same number by which he lost, was a number of ballots that were incorrect, that were, you know, submitted to the people that came to the voting booth. So he's a loser right now.
Mm.
Hopefully, they'll be able to do a runoff, which I don't understand with a close margin of 67.
Mm.
I don't see how the hell y'all ain't do a runoff anyway. But nonetheless, they were letting it stand as it was. So he's trying to fight and get a, you know, a re-election going on.
Shout out to your boy.
Yeah. So Dan Gasaway, rural Georgia.
Rural Georgia. That's, hey, look, that could be anywhere.
I'm just saying, that's what the write-up said.
Yeah, rural Georgia. Woo, that's not Atlanta. That's
not.
That's it. Anywhere else.
No.
What? Oh, they got Savannah too. And yeah, the rest of it's rural Georgia.
Okay.
And my losers, man. I was watching this video, man. I sent it to the guys, man.
Loser.
This guy, he was trying to rob like a cell phone store. So he walks into the store. He goes up to the motherfucking, the lady or whatever. But as he's pulling the gun out of his waistband, he fumbles the gun across the counter. It falls on the floor. He then tries to jump up on the counter to retrieve the gun, but he didn't even do that, and so he just runs out the store. His pants fall down. You might lose it this week, bro. That's the worst robbery attempt I've seen in probably about 3 months. So
in three months, really?
Yeah, man. You know, the internet. Somebody will top him soon. You know what I'm saying? Like, dudes all the time. So, yeah, you might lose it this week just because this shit was so hilarious, man. So, yeah, you might lose it. And I think that's the show, man.
It seems like it, baby.
Hey, you got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Yes, I definitely want to give a shout-out to my firstborn, none other than Wani Pupa, Bubba Biska, all kinds of good names he got. Definitely to my fan base, Pam and the Fam, the Johnson 5, and anybody who represent the 912, that's Savannah, baby, that C-Pope nigga.
There she go with that tough talking.
Yeah.
And, you know, using my shout-outs, man, shout-out to Saul Wright, B-E-Z-G-Q Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Shout-out to Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace of Network, man, Mr. Wash, goddamn that disrespectful motherfucking MJ, K-Law the truck driver, and everybody else over at the Dr. Brace of Network. Don't forget, y'all, always go over to Dr. Brace of Network, check out what he got going on over there, got some real cool shit. Always check out the Doc Shop. All that good shit. So check out the Doc, man. Fuck with them. Shout out to Ruler myself. Shout out to Pepe J from B-More. Shout out to Rick James, bitch. Stacks. MJ Money 9S. Light Skin Kanye. RT3. Drew from D.C. Gerard in Boston. Anybody over that site to fuck with us. Anybody else to fuck with the show the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Episode 321 in the books. Like always, man, if you like what you hear, you can hit us up on the voicemail 347-201-2572. Shout the boys out, shout the girl out, you know, let us know something, we'll play it on the show, you know what I'm saying. Hit us up on the YouTube, comment, like, subscribe, all that bullshit. Hit us up on Instagram at Frocast, main site at Nappy Afro. Always go to Frocast.com, share them links. Tell a friend, man. We're trying to, you know, keep the shit going. You know what I'm saying? Well, this your boy King Germ.
And this your girl Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not.
NappyAfro.com